deep Purdue. And that's what it was. It was an old mixture, you know, made of cheap meal and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, that was so far back that I know nothing about, only I heard my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard my dad mention anything like that because he wasn't interested. Mm-hmm. He didn't care. He was always out on the farm at work.
Light bread, now, that was
made. Light bread, of course. That's you see, that was always made. Our mother made light bread.
Mm-hmm. How about bread from the store?
Well, bread from the store was a new thing. There was no such thing, you know, when we were kids.
Well, when you started to get it, did you call that anything special? When you started to get that at home?
We call, let's see, we just called it bread now. What did we call those loaves?
Huh? What'd you say?
What do we call those loaves of bread we'd buy at the store when they first brought it in out there? That's all I can remember. I don't know any technical stuff.
I used to call it boughten bread when I was a kid.
No, I never heard that. I never heard that.
Funny thing, that's all we had, but it was always boughten bread.
Get boughten bread?
Boughten bread.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's true, too. You know, now you can't believe this.
Light bread, they call
well,
it.
Well, we just talked about light bread. Mm-hmm. The first bread that was ever put into our country in the stores, they would bring it in there unsliced and unwrapped.
Unwrapped.
Lay right there on the counter, unwrapped and unsliced. And I remember distinctly the first bread they brought in, advertised they were going to wrap it. Then they brought it in a nice wrapper, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that was a big improvement. Because it had kept the insects and the flies and
yeah.
The things off of it. And then in a few years after that, they talked about the bread slice and went slicing it.
I remember that. Oh, boy.
Well, you don't remember the wrapping. That was before your day.
I don't remember the wrapping.
Well,
I remember the slicing.
Heck, the first bread we ever got from the store was unwrapped.
And slicing used to cost extra.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then the wrapping cost a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you know, the first bread we ever bought, 5 cents a loaf or cheaper.
See, I don't remember what I used to get sent to the store. I don't remember how much that cost. I think 7 cents.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
I want a minute.
Can you come eat the steak now?
Can't hear you, Mom.
Would you come eat the steak now?
Oh, eat it any time you get ready.
It's ready.
Good. Don't hurt that stuffing, does it?
No.
And we have been there and visited with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a cottage on the shores of Lake Ontario.
Oh boy.
That's about 150 miles north of where they live.
Mm-hmm.
They maintain it there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They go up in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
and cut holes out there in that ice and gig fish through
oh,
that.
Oh, that's fun.
Now, I've never been
oh,
there in the winter
my,
time.
That's fun.
But we went up with them one summer and stayed in their cottage.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us, and still in, now they come to see us two or three times since we came home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming again this summer. We had a letter from them the other day. And they insist that we come to Michigan, come by their home and get the keys to their cottage, and go up down the lake and make their cottage our home anytime we want it, as long as we want it.
And you do it.
That's their deal.
You do it.
Well, it'd be a good outing for old
you
folks.
You bet it would. You do it.
But
now, what did you have for breakfast? Well, you'd have bacon and eggs sometimes. And how about those, you put batter on a griddle?
My folks never did go out for that stuff. I don't know why. I know that different people had different things for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
But ordinarily, my mother would get up and just cook, of course, bacon and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And a bowl of gravy and a bunch of biscuit and have some jelly.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we kids, we knew we were going to have to get out in that field and go to work.
Yeah.
And she put something under our belt and stay out at dinner time.
Mm-hmm.